This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNee. Kurdish officials announced Sunday that Syrian government forces are deploying along the Turkish border to help repel the Turkish military incursion against Syrian Kurds. This comes as U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said President Trump ordered all U.S. troops in northern Syria to move south but not to leave the country. Reuters' David Doyle has more on how the region has already been impacted by military action.
The chaotic situation in northern Syria escalated at the weekend. And heading into the fray, these young Kurds. The Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, fighters graduated from their training on Saturday and are now heading to the front line. As they head towards the battle, other soldiers are moving away. The Turkish offensive was triggered after US President Donald Trump withdrew some of the troops deployed to support Kurdish forces in the fight against IS. In a pre-recorded interview on Sunday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the US is poised to evacuate all remaining troops, around 1,000 soldiers.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. North Korea is making demands that the U.S. do everything after last week's failed working-level nuclear talks. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea, Harry Harris, says that that's the stipulation before North Korea makes any concessions. Pyongyang now says that before it makes any concessions, it's a substantive reaction by a U.S. official since North Korea walked away from the talks late last week. While noting he was not present at the negotiations held in the capital of Sweden, Harris suggested that North Korea, not the U.S., was to blame. Parents of the British teen killed when his motorcycle collided with the car, allegedly driven by an American diplomat's wife returning to the U.S. to seek justice for his death. 19-year-old Harry Dunn died in August near the Crofton Royal Air Force Base in Northamptonshire. His mother told the BBC that the